Weakness is not a trait our society looks upon fondly. It is not something we like to admit. Try harder, think right, work smarter. All good things, right? Of course, these aren't inherently bad things. In fact, we want to be hard workers, work wisely, and think truthful thoughts about life and what God's Word says about it. What happens, though, when it's not enough? What happens when we do our best in every area of life, but somehow find ourselves weak, worn out, and frustrated? What happens when life delivers blow after blow and we just don't know where to turn? Paul shares with us some counterintuitive insight in 2 Corinthians 12. He speaks of some kind of disability of his body that torments him relentlessly. Many scholars believe it had to do with his eyesight. He begged the Lord to take away this weakness and make him strong to accomplish all he'd been given to do for Christ. The Lord responded to him in verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Rather than making Paul stronger by removing his weakness, the Lord in effect said, I'll be your strength. Trust me. In our trials, hardships, and difficulties, we can lean on Jehovah Ezlami, the Lord our strength. When we are weak, we can become a trophy of God's strength. Knowing God is putting your trust in Him. Trust that He loves you and will provide for your every need. Because of who He is, we have every reason to feel respect for Him and show it in the way that we live. We no longer fear the unknown, fear the future, or fear our circumstances. Tom Richards. One day I'll dance. I have a good friend named Cynthia. She's in her 20s now. I've known her for at least a dozen years. She never misses church, and she's always in the front row, giving her all in worship and taking in every word of the sermon. She's an incredibly strong young woman and is incredibly intelligent. She loves to laugh and encourage people. Nearly every time I see her, she is smiling and full of joy. She always asks about my family and how I'm doing. She never misses a chance to pray for me. I always walk away lifted up from being in her presence. Cynthia has cerebral palsy. She's confined to a wheelchair and is virtually helpless physically without the aid of her parents. Every word is a struggle to enunciate as she fights to control her muscle spasms. Somehow, though, through her physical prison, this angel brings light in the darkness. It was my privilege to have Cynthia pray over me as I began a season of songwriting. It is an encounter I'll never forget. She begged God to pour out His Spirit upon all of us and ask Him to give